tell them, Jeff.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Whatever you want, Peter Courtney, I am there for you.
Good afternoon. We're here.
It's over.
Nice to have you back, Phil. Ingrid. You have, first of all, the Dash D-15s, which are conflict amendments.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
And then we have surprise amendments from Senator Courtney. Why don't you tell us about your surprise amendments first, Senator Courtney?
It prohibits
fur in schools.
Prohibits.
Save schools on it.
But the healing bill's dead, isn't it? Or is it coming?
Our healing bill's okay.
Okay.
The stuff healing bill's gone.
Okay.
I don't know anything about these. Do we have enough copies of this?
It's
just
three.
Oh, well, here, we'll share.
Three copies.
That's not my...
We'll share. Share down there.
We'll share.
Yeah.
For those of you who served on this committee earlier, we passed out a school safety zone bill in which we create the already in law. There is a 1,000-foot law, both in statutes, state statutes, federal statutes, involving drugs within that close to the school with special fines and crimes. This was to create a situation for disorderly conduct because we received evidence that some of your high schools, particularly your big urban high schools, were having trouble with gang members and other disorderly conduct activity. This, in effect, would create a misdemeanor for that kind of conduct within 1,000 feet. However, it has to be on public property. For that, I mean that there's a private home involved in 1,000 feet. It wouldn't cover that because I got into people criticizing that you're going to go cite somebody in a private home. The person has to, first of all, be given advance notice. If you read through it, with anything, the person knew or should have known that the school was in session or the school or public function was taking place at school. A school employee or law enforcement has to notify the person that the person's conduct is causing public inconvenience, annoyance, or alarm, or is recklessly creating risk thereof. So that there's got to be some notice given to the person. You need to get out of here. You need to stay away. Because what was happening is principals would tell some person to get out of school, and they'd hang around the outside of school, and, you know, there'd be problems. We passed the bill out and went over to the Criminal Justice Committee, or whatever you want to call it, in the House. They didn't send the bill out. And they got into a very heavy intellectual discussions about it. In effect, I want to put it in this bill, make it part of this bill, and send it back over so it goes straight to the floor. And that's what I'm about, and that's what I'm doing. We've already publicly heard this bill. We've already discussed this bill. We already worked this bill. This committee did months ago. That's what's involved.
It passed unanimously.
That's correct.
And
good.
All right. Let's first, I'll move the Dash D-15 amendments, which are conflict amendments.
Okay.
Discussion, objection, so on. Senator Courtney moves the D-16 amendments. Discussion, objection, so on. Senator Courtney moves HB 2394, the floor do pass. Discussion, objection, so ordered. Senator Courtney will carry. This will be a lot of fun when the House gets it because it's, we're adjourned.
I'm
going to say, I'm going to